This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Well, maybe it was the idea of a couple of hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico. Maybe it was the number of open contracts now returning to levels not seen since March. Either way, last week, cotton futures pushed to fresh six-month highs as the last Friday's trading range, one of the smallest ranges in several weeks. Monday, though, made up for it. Well, stocks made new highs again in the past week for no apparent reason other than habit. New treatments and downward trending new cases of COVID may have helped the markets, but still plenty of caution waiting to see the lagged effect of school reopenings. On Thursday morning, Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, outlined new goals to effectively change how aggressively the Federal Reserve would respond to inflation expectations. To paraphrase, don't expect the higher interest rates until employment is back to its maximum and inflation averages above 2%. Middle of the road report from USDA for weekly export sales, net new sales, 157,000 bales. Shipments, respectable. Vietnam, the largest buyer, followed by China. And the oddity, really, China sales gross 224,500 bales. I'm Tony St. James.